12, naturopath, author and hormone consultant Kim Bolson joins us again. How are you, Kim?
Thank you, Grant.
I just told my listeners before that song about the things that you want to talk about today. I could hear them pricking their ears.
Ah.
Coffee versus tea and green tea. We'll get to that. How to remove coffee and tea stains from your teeth at home. And news of a very unusual coffee from Asia. Let's talk about why we should be not drinking as much coffee or tea, and why is green tea better?
Green.
Or is it?
Ah, there you go. Well, look, all tea comes from the one plant. So all your black tea, your white tea, your green tea, your oolong tea, it all comes from one plant called Camellia sinensis. So it's just the difference in the caffeine is dependent upon whether the tea comes from unfermented leaves. So green tea has the lowest level of caffeine, and that comes from primarily unfermented leaves. But the normal tea comes from fermentation. So they process it a little differently, it oxidizes, and that actually enhances and elevates the level of caffeine. And coffee, you know, that has the highest level of that comes from a coffee bush, coffee tree, but that has the highest level of caffeine, you know, compared to your general teas. But all green tea primarily will have a degree of caffeine, but it does have the lowest, about 26 milligrams of caffeine per cup, compared to coffee, which can, depending on how it's brewed and, you know, depends on the type of bean it is, that can actually carry up to 200 milligrams of caffeine per cup. And, of course, caffeine's a bit of a stimulant, Graham.
Okay, so your recommendation would be green tea.
Green tea for the antioxidants that I should say are contained in there. But look, some people are now coming back that one cup of coffee a day is really good for heart function, is fairly good for moderating insulin levels. I just know that with me, if I have a cup of coffee, and if it's a double shot and I forget to ask for a half shot, my heart pounds.
Mm. I think people may have experienced that same thing.
Exactly right. So the green tea probably would win from a naturopathic point of view. As far as health benefits go, it's really, really good for liver function, whereas naturopaths and health farm people often in the past have given caffeine enemas to actually stimulate liver the other way around, and of course the bowel. So we can use them in different ways, but look, caffeine's probably now the number one drink in around the world.
All right. Quick tip on how to remove coffee and tea stains from your teeth at home.
Bicarbonate soda and water. So, you know, you keep the old bicarbonate soda there, you know, next to you, and just damp your fingers and just pop it in and put some of the bicarb on your fingers and just gently rotate around the teeth. It's a huge bonus because it creates a very alkaline residual environment in your mouth. So rinsing with bicarbonate soda at night before bed actually can preserve your teeth. And bacteria don't like an alkaline environment. But use the bicarb, wet your fingers, pop it into the bicarb and just sort of gently massage the teeth. And it's great to get those coffee and tea stains out from inside cups as well.
Okay.
Very safe, and it has health benefits to it as well.
Now, the new and very unusual coffee from Asia, which was going to surprise us.
You're probably not going to like what I'm going to say. I came across this. It's quite amazing. It's actually called Kopi Luwak, or civet coffee. And civet is an animal, and it's one of the world's most expensive varieties of coffee. It's actually made from the beans of coffee berries, which have been eaten by this little animal. It looks like an oversized rat, actually. It's called the Asian palm civet. So they go in and eat the coffee berries. But they pass through its digestive tract whole. And the civet eats the berries for the fleshy pulp. But in the digestive tract, the civet's enzymes seep into the beans, just changing and altering the flavors of those coffee beans. Those coffee beans are actually then defecated, keeping their shape. Then they gather them. This is occurring in Philippines and Indonesia. They gather these beans that have been passed whole from the fleshy pulp of the coffee berries, wash them, sun-dry them, lightly roast, and brew. And apparently, this actually yields a very aromatic coffee with much less bitterness. It's around about $600 a kilo. So it is coming up to being probably the world's most expensive coffee. So it's literally you know, import the droppings from a farm in the Philippines. They extract, clean, and roast the beans. And apparently it comes as a very rich and full-bodied flavour with a long, lingering tang on the back palate.
Thank God it's so expensive. Thank you, Kim Bolson. Kim, of course, naturopath, author, and hormone consultant. Always good to talk to her. And you can go to her website for more information. Kim Bolson, KIMBALSON.com.
Thanks, Graham.